بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, I was making the muzakara of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we were discussing the sunnah with regard to entering and leaving the toilet and how to relieve ourselves. And we learned the sunnah also when relieving oneself, do not face the Qibla nor turn your back towards the Qibla. This is very important and you should be very conscious with this. And we see how the kuffar are making such an effort, particularly in Haramain Sharifain. Most of the hotels, you'll find either the Qibla, the toilet is facing towards Qibla, or your back. And there you're right in front of Kaaba Sharif, which is even more worse. And another great effort they did there to distract us is our beds also. Mostly our beds in every hotel you'll find, that when you sleep, your legs are facing Qibla. So we have to be conscious and turn it. And then these days, people, we buy homes in other areas. Then mostly we have to see whether the toilet is facing Qibla or not. We do all other renovations, but we don't do renovations for that. To do renovations for that is not difficult. And even if it is difficult, what for Allah's command, nothing is difficult. And also, we don't generally, with the love in those homes, we don't try and put a flat toilet, which is sunnah. So all this we have to be conscious about. And if we're not conscious, then it becomes, as Hazrat says, you go 1 degree out, and before you go more and more out, you don't know how far you went away from Deen. And like Hazrat is trying to drum it into us, and today we're living in that environment of non-Muslims. So everything doesn't mean, and the way Hazrat is talking to us, it will seem, hey, well, it's so hard. But in reality, we haven't seen the time of the Islamic Khilafat and how Islam, what the Islamic life was. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When we make this effort of sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and bring the importance in my heart, our hearts, our family's hearts, that sunnah is the most important thing. And that was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So it's not just a revision of the sunnah. If to first of all to realize the importance of sunnah. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if there was no reward on practicing on any sunnah, just the thought that this my beloved used to do, that is the greatest reward. And who? The greatest beloved, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is only full of beauty, only full of nur. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality. And this will come also when we make our zikr properly. And in the zikr, the ash'ar that are read are not just for entertainment. Even like we see the ash'ar that are read before bayan, these are not just to fill the slot or entertainment. These are great, great bayans. And du'as in there also. So in the zikr also, we are du'as. And so it will build our concentration. When we try and learn this du'as also, try and learn the poems slowly, slowly. How many years we're making zikr, we don't learn the poems. Let us try and learn the poems, especially at home, and read it. At home, even if you're shy, we'll make mistakes in the poems. At home, you make mistakes and you get corrected. But as long as you understand what you're reading. Like Hazrat says, I get a love letter from a foreign friend or a foreign contact and you don't even find out what's the meaning. So what love is that? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So the next poem we normally read when we make zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, then naturally the pious servants comes in the heart, Ilahi, dil mein mere tere ghair ka asar na rahe. After you first started and you made dua, Ya Allah, make my heart an empty field and only you come in my heart. And I don't want to know about anybody else besides you. If you know about Allah, you know about everything. And we know everything of the world. We don't know about Allah, we know nothing. So to get this, Ya Allah, in my heart, Ilahi, O my Allah, O my Creator, my Sustainer, deal me in my heart, khair ka asar na rahe. They shouldn't be, forget knowing about anybody, the effect of anything besides you in my heart. And that is what Hazrat is teaching us and drumming into my heart, all our hearts, even when we eat, correct our aqaid. The food doesn't have effect. It can't fulfill, satiate our desires, nothing. Only by Allah Ta'ala. So this is a great dua to correct our aqaid, a great poem. And oh Allah, no effect of anything besides you come in my heart. Siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahi. besides you, my eyes and my attention shouldn't go to anything else besides you. In other words, anything, the smallest problem, like I just explained, even a shoelace. First, in your heart also, Ya Allah, I need the shoelace. Make it easy for me. Otherwise, today we see we got big problems. First thing, which doctor, which lawyer, which everything now is, you went everywhere and you got no help. Now you say Allah is there. Allah is first and Allah is last. It means all the time Allah is there. Even after that, you find Allah opens the means and you find the best person to help you. He also can't help you. It's only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, so this is the object of our zikr, etc. Then all this will come, inshallah, when we understand these lessons. And myself, first of all, try and bring it into our lives. And as we will learn, the more we try, the less we'll realize I'm far, far, far away from where Allah's greatness is so great. Where me, ordinarily, use the most useless speck of Allah's creation. So carry on with our lessons on Anwar al-Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We are learning where Sufi Iqbal Sahib explains that before we even learn the actual bayan and go over the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which was a beautiful bayan of reality of namaz. So he says, before you get, if you really want benefit from that bayan, then first do a small course, which I'm telling you, do this course first. That is, and he has termed it as nur, five nurs. First do this course, then you'll actually get benefit from that. If you don't do this course, then you'll read the bayan, but first of all, the bayan is in old Urdu also. And you won't even understand head or tail, whether you're coming or going. And you won't enjoy, you won't forget enjoyment, you won't understand anything. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that we do the scores properly. So what was the first nur? The first nur was to do a course properly under the guidance of a sheikh, do a course of zikrullah, the marifat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And we have to, this is still life. The more we do it, we'll realize, I still know nothing about Allah. I still even don't know how to make my zikr properly. Then the second important thing was our niyat. That is only and solely for Allah Ta'ala. Not even that when I make namaz, I must get engrossment. And I must get, you make dua, Ya Allah, give me a namaz of concentration, devotion. But my object is the raza of Allah. Allah must be happy. You can read a namaz of full concentration and devotion. At the moment you think, oh, I'm doing it now, then your namaz is gone. Allah says, Ana aghna shuraka. I'm the most independent partner in anything. The slightly you want to increase, put anybody in what is for me, and you put any other person in there, I'll say, give all that to, I don't want that. So Allah Ta'ala wants full, and this will come slowly as we make, to do our zikr properly and do our course. And daily we just have to correct our niyat, that I'm doing it only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And inshallah, we keep on making that niyat, this reality will come slowly, slowly, inshallah. And then the third thing we learned, what is khushu and khudu? What is concentration and devotion? This is not something beyond us. Concentration and devotion is very simple. It's not what we think istighraq, to be engrossed in namaz, that you don't even know what movements are taking place. No, that is not. That to a certain people, Allah bless them, that is a favor from Allah Ta'ala. Concentration and devotion is just to know what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab, all that. And your mind must be present. Don't intentionally bring something else in your mind. And if thoughts come unnecessary, just ignore it. And as we explained, we went through that whole sabak. Maybe we all forgot it also. Allah make us realize that we revise our sabak all the time. And on our own also, and ask our satis. And when you go home also, we have to revise the sabak continuously. So Hazrat says that we are like du'as also to read. But Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, in fact, the only solution is just ignore the thoughts. Thoughts can come, even the worst thoughts can come in namaz. Unintentional thoughts, that is not, it won't negate your concentration. But the moment you realize immediately turn your attention to Allah. That I am in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then concentrate, what am I reading? And as we will learn how we will build this concentration and devotion. And then the fourth noor, we were busy with the fourth noor, that when a person now realizes that I made all this effort to get to get this into my life, what is very important is what is called mashq, training. You have to go do a training course. If you don't do a training course, you'll know the whole rules, like a youngster, he wants to drive. He knows all the whole law, the book of driving. He knows every, on the road also, he tell you this sign, that sign. But he doesn't do a practical course with somebody. So when he comes into the car, he doesn't know what is the clutch, what is the brakes, anything. So that you have to do this course. And how, as it says, to achieve this great, great, honorable wealth, that is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, by making your cause of zikr and punctually under the guidance of a righteous, of a kamil sheikh, of a proper sheikh who's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, got the marifat, then inshallah you'll see all the five lessons that will be explained in the bayan also, that will come in your life also. And when you just get an iota of connection with Allah, then you'll see how you'll be progressing. And you'll want to go higher and higher. And that is why we mention, always never be a person who's qani, who's contented. And never be worse, a naqid, just looking for faults. Be always a talib-e-sadiq, a true seeker. Talib-e-sadiq of iman, talib-e-sadiq of ilm, and the ma'rifat of Allah. Then Allah will increase us all the time. So then he says, in order to get this, pehle ek, magar pehle ek chilla un azbaq ka khususi ihtimam kare taake istikamat aur pukhtagi hasil ho. That first two, practically, and whatever sabaks we have learned for 40 days, actually what it, Hazrat says, in the past what is supposed to be, you learn the first noor. Now 40 days, see if that is coming in you. Then you can go ahead. But today it's a plastic zamana. So everything just goes quick, and we are so weak. As I say, in the times of before also, Mashayikh, they used to never give zikr even before the you go through your islah. They never even used to give a zikr to the murids. Because when you start making zikr, automatically you feel, hey, now I'm feeling nice, I'm a wali of Allah. So first we have to do properly 40 days. We have to, each course we're supposed to be. But here comprehensively, like after we finish, when we're reading our Nafal Namaz, then just think of this. Do a special two rakats and think of this, what we are talking. That am I concentrating upon Allah Ta'ala? And then when that just click of that little drop of the marifat of Allah, of Allah's love come, then you'll see how you'll be progressing spiritually. The contact with Allah. And the moment you'll see, you'll be unmindful. Immediately you'll realize, where am I? And there's no end to this. So, magar pehle ek chilla us azbaq ka khususi ihtimam kare, with special attention, one chilla, that is 40 days, all these lessons, and to do it properly and see that is it coming into me, is it coming into my namaz, taki istikamat of puktagi hasilo, so that you can get firmness and you can have istikamat. Istikamat is the most important thing, and istikamat, steadfastness, is just to be doing what you have to do. Nothing hard but to do what we have to do. We see we slip up very quick. In namaz also, we start, you say, I'm going to read a proper namaz. You just start, hardly you finish your sunnah, and there you're gone already. So if we don't do a course, firstly, for 40 days on our own, make effort, try and concentrate, and try and, first of all, see whether we're concentrating in our zikr. See whether, like Hazrat is reminding us, our ma'mulat, are we doing these ma'mulat? And these, for how many years we know our ma'mulat? So I read my three pools at night. Just think of that. So simple things we're not doing. So this is what istikamat, what steadfastness, and beg Allah Ta'ala for that. In 40 roz mein usko bhi koshish kare ke namaz ki takbir ula fort na ho. Taake nifaq se barat hasil ho. Ghaflat wali namaz parna munafakat ka ek asar hai. And he says it's very important to get the steadfastness in you, that try and do 40 days, try and bring it in you, that try and perform two rakat special, to train yourself. Am I concentrating? Am I paying attention? And for 40 days, do it in such a way that you don't miss your takbir-e-ula. And that is why here we in the Khanka, you go in Jamaat, we got all the time. But still we'll find many of us, even in Jamaat, at home we can still say, oh, this work came up. But then why don't you train yourself here in the workshop? Then at home it will be easy. And that 40 days has a special effect. It will bring into you this concentration and worry. Hey, it's namaz time now. Put everything one side. And if a person makes 40 days namaz with takbir-e-ula, then he will get a certificate free from hypocrisy. And this is the most dangerous, the worst disease, that a person reads namaz with unmindfulness. This is a great sign of hypocrisy. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And when we ponder after learning just the three noors, and now the fourth noor, if I ponder, I'm full of nifaq. And Sahaba who say, great people, he used to be worried, I'm full of nifaq. So where we are, so the worry that, hey, I'm full of nifaq, and you try, and we try our best to make our takbir-e-ula 40 days, then see, Allahu Akbar. And our elders were very, very concerned that even when they used to go on safar, they used to check properly. The tickets must be booked in such a way we don't miss our namaz with takbir-e-ula in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. One time, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali went to Barbados and everything was arranged properly. But sometimes in the customs, little delay happened. Some delay happened, and Hazrat, by the time he reached the masjid, he made it for the first rakat. But the takbir-e-ula, according to the mashayikh, from the time the imam says Allahu Akbar, we should be there. Okay, some mashayikh will say, okay, you got till ruku, but that also is not. Takbir-e-ula is before, when the iqamat is given, you must be there in the first saf, and you must be concentrating, looking down, that now namaz is going to start. But we're still looking around. So when he came to the masjid, he saw, oh, namaz started already. He made his namaz with jamaat. After that namaz, he took a deep sigh. Ah, malum nahi kitne saalon ke baad takbir-e-ula fought ho gayi. Say, I don't know after how long my takbir-e-ula got missed. We must rakat, we must our namaz, we must the jamaat. Then the host there and the mutawallis of that masjid, they took effect from that sigh because it came out from their heart. That, ah, what does it got so much pain? And then they made a rule in that masjid that the big buzuks are coming and a few minutes late, we'll wait. We won't let the jamaat start. Because of that, Hazrat says Allah gave them so lot barakat in their rizq. They like work just on weekends. During the day, they go sell out, they take orders, and then they go deliver weekends to the people in the villages. So anyway, the takbir-e-ula is extremely important. Today, we are very negligent. We as imams, we as people that are responsible are negligent, and other people, so this is extremely important. Otherwise, this is the quality of a hypocrite. حدیث پاک میں آیا ہے کہ جو شخص 40 روز اس طرح نماز پڑھے کہ شروع میں امام کے ساتھ شریک ہو اور نماز شروع کی تکبیر کرنے کی تکبیر جب امام کہے تو اسی وقت یہ بھی نماز میں شریک ہو جائے تو وہ شخص نہ تو جہنم میں داخل ہوگا اور نہ منافق میں داخل ہوگا. Comes clearly in the حدیث of نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that a person who performs his namaz 40 days is present in the namaz when the namaz is starting from the beginning, that is when the imam is going to say Allahu Akbar, and you are ready, your concentration is turned towards namaz, at that time you are present there and you start your namaz, then that person will not be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And that person won't be regarded as, he won't enter the group of hypocrites, but a person all the time will be worried and concerned. تو منافق وہ لوگ کہلاتے ہیں جو اپنے کو مسلمان ظاہر کرے لیکن دل میں کفر رکھتے ہیں. Who are hypocrites? Simple, that we say we are Muslims, but in our hearts, Allah Akbar, we still got kufr. One is often nifaqi i'tiqadi, that is you believe. Like in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah Ta'ala, who are the hypocrites, that they got kufr in their heart. Now us, Allah Ta'ala save us, we don't have kufr. But we got the love for the lifestyle of kufr, which is dangerous, and that's what leads to nifaqi itikadi. So we got nifaqi amali, and today we see it's leading to nifaqi itikadi.
that we still got the lifestyle of the kufar in our hearts, we loved it. And Hazrat says, we'll see how our children, etc., how we dress, all that we can check ourselves. Or 40 din, so why for 40 days particular? And then not only 40 days, here we learn that 4 months, why it's stressed also. And why regularly 40 days come to the company of your sheikh, etc. But the initial cause, just to get grips of the initial cause, 40 days is so important. The 40 din ki khususiyat bazaar is wajah se ki halat ke taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. That why 40 days? Because our condition changes within a 40 day period. What you do 40 days continuously, and what istiqamah, what steadfastness, you will see that condition will change. And like how you are born, chunanche aadmi ke pedaish ki tartib, jis hadith mein aayi hai, usme 40 din tak nutfa rehna, phir gosht ka tukra, 40 din tak, isi tarah 40 din mein uska taghayyur zikr farmaya. Like in the Quran Kareem also, the different changes, Allah, وَلَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَى. Then Nabi Tawasim explained, this nutfa, the sperm, that droplet that Allah Ta'ala put in the womb of the woman, 40 days Allah was nurturing it. Then it became a clot of blood. So first it was for 40 days Allah nurtured it, and Allah could have did it in a split second. But to show us that how important that we bring tartib in our life, bring proper order in our life. Otherwise we see many people, we think, oh, a Sufi, he just got tasbih, and doesn't matter how he's dressed, if he's a haphazard dress or anything. No, you must have proper tartib in your life. But that there's 40 days, we see how Allah birthed first our droplet of sperm, then he developed it into a clot of blood, then a piece of flesh, etc. So 40 days, there was a metamorphosis, changing was taking place. And in that 40 days, after 4 months and 10 days, then the whole body was formed. After that, Ruh came. So if we spend, an alim spends a whole year by his sheikh and do the course properly, not just we spend, we're doing khidmat, that now we're doing solo khidmat, we think we're tired. When the program is on, we're not there for the program. Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Allahu Akbar, one of his great khadims, Hazrat Mir Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, used to do such khidmat, we can't imagine. Nobody can do khidmat like that. Day and night, he used to sleep. Hazrat just gets up, he's ready with the wuzu, water, everything. And you can imagine how tired he must have been getting. Mm. But if he's not there right in front for the bayan, Hazrat shouts him. And Hazrat will only shout that person who can take in order to teach others. We who can't take anything, then they just tell us little one thing and we run away. So this is the tarbiyat. So Hazrat Hakim, and forget being in front. If you must just eat one, you snooze little, Hazrat will shout him while the bayan is on. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that we have to be conscious, that to be punctual and to do the course properly. And that is why, at least for ulama, like we say, go 1 year in jamaat, but still 1 year in jamaat, we still empty. If you don't go 1 year in the company of the mashayikh, there's no roof. You'll be doing and we'll still be thinking. We'll just be working on all the time. We are just decorating the house. But inside the house, there's all fighting and there's all like hell in the house. So that is what the effect of all the departments of deen will be there. But it won't be functioning properly. Because we're not wiring. So this we have to do continuously. You see, wajah se sufiya ki ya chilla bi khas ahmiyat rakhta hai. That is why by the Sufis, special importance that at least come spend 40 days, one at least in this time, and then regularly come to the majalis and do, not just coming to the majalis, as Hazrat explains, we have to do what we have to be doing. And especially the test is at home. And Nabi Sawasam told the Sahaba, Raja'na min jihadil akbar ila jihadil asrar. We went in jihad, there you were in a battlefield. That is a small jihad, because now you're ready. But when you come back home, that spiritual condition must now increase. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we keep, like we see Hazrat explained, you spend time in jamaat, you became a alim, everything. And even if we spend time in the khanka, let us see, we go home, eat night, and eat morning, where we are sitting and eating. By again, by the breakfast nook, on tables and chairs. No, we came to learn sunnah, which is the current of the ummah. سو کتنی خوش قسمت ہے وہ لوگ جن کی برسوں پی تکبیر اولا فوت نہیں. How fortunate are those, as we explained, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah and our Mashayikh, many of them in this time, that what can be said of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, but years and years, they didn't miss the takbir ula. So that was the fourth nur, that do an exercise, that we go to the gym, we do all that. Spiritual exercise we don't want to do, which is far. You do your spiritual exercise, you don't need to go all to the filthy places, like the gym, etc. Hazrat says, you don't even need a treadmill in your own bedroom. You do your namaz properly and see all the exercises. Namaz is not exercise, but everything of deen is benefit for our dunya also. So we got all the benefit, but we don't understand. When scientists prove it, then we want to say, oh, very, what namaz got. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize the next noor, panjum, the fifth noor is panch azbaqam nisab or mashka chilla pura kar lene ke baad. That after you learn the five lessons of the bayan, which will start just now, inshallah, then after you did the five lessons and you make mush, that you made an effort, we find the murid of the mashayikh of the past, they used to make effort after they go, they used, in their own tent, they used to read two rakats namaz. We finish and we are busy talking and etc. They used to make an effort to try and let me see if my two rakats namaz is coming right. And then, like that is why there's sunnahs before for us. So our mindset must come in order already. And before that, when we're going istinja, I'm going not just to istinja, I'm getting ready for namaz. I'm getting ready my wuzu, etc. So after you did this proper for one chilla at least, then uski koshish kamyabi ki alamat ye hai. Now what is, now everybody wants to know, I did my course, I finished my alim course, what is the sign that I passed? The sign that you pass is not that you'll just get a certificate, here you are in a khanka 40 days. Or you might even get khilafat. Allah says that we think, no, that is why I came. Or you get your sunnat, etc. The students, they wait for their sunnat. Allahu Akbar, he said, our pious elders of before, all even the great, great ulama, they were just called maulisab. All were maulisabs. All of Darulum Deoband, great, great ulama, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shah Anwar Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali. What a, the computers can't match what the brains Allah gave him. What a memory. But when even him, for respect, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, for respect, the other great ulama used to call him Bare Maulisab. And we want all titles. They invited me for a bayan. Why they never put my Hazrat Maulana so and so? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, what is the sign now? Am I successful or not? It's not I got my sunnah, it's not that I said 40 days, I even got khilafat. The sign of path is, ke azmat ilahi, jalle shano ke peshe nazar, apne haziri mein, yani namaz mein, be haj kotai karne wala, bara mujrim samjhe huye, apne upar kareem aqa ki meherbani ka mushahida kare. Allahu Akbar. Now if you did the scores properly, and you're making zikr, now you realize the success is that me in front of Azmati Allah, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, that drop has come in my heart. Now you realize it, Allah's greatness and Allah's shan is so, keeping in mind the greatness of Allah, that Allah allowed me, a useless person full of dirt inside and outside, Allah allowed me to come into His court. And yet I'm the biggest sinner in among the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujrim, I am the biggest sinner, I'm the biggest criminal. So you regard yourself and you realize, me and Allah allowed me to come in His house. Then you come again with fear, and that means there's greatness. Not that, hey, now I did a course 40 days, I know this kitab also. No, now you realize, wait, I thought I'm reading, I didn't know how to walk into the masjid properly. I didn't know how to put my shoes in the shoe rack. Allah wanted He could block me off there. You got no adab. You got no respect. Allahu Akbar. So you keep this presence and you realize that Allah Ta'ala, you witness it yourself, that me, a useless, a filthy, dirty person, outwardly also we'll do our wuzu properly also. Even when making wuzu, also keep this in mind. It comes in the hadith, when whatever part of the body you wash, then the kunaza also getting washed. So make niyat also. in your heart, Ya Allah, wash all the sins I committed with my hands, with my face, my eyes, my ears, all that. So outwardly, and then you read the dua also. So all that ihtimam you made, you did 40 days, you did that. But then realize, there's fault in my body which Allah can see. If after I made wuzu, I just get one prick of the pen, the dirty blood comes out, my wuzu is gone again. And we, Allah is so kind, Allah covered our bodies with beautiful skin. And Allah Ta'ala allowed us to even cover it more with clothing. And we think we look smart. But if we only have to, Allah have to open one thing, what we think in our mind, I'm going for Jummah Namaz. And I'm thinking I'm the great Imam, but I'm thinking of some filth and dirt. Then our wives don't even want to look at us. They won't even want to spit at us. So a person, this realization comes that a person like me, who is the most biggest sinner, and I Allah allowed me, Mary, my disrespect in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know our own children, for example, if they just dash into the room, or they just walk into the house, in those houses where they stir beer, if they just walk into the house like that, the father will send them out. Don't you know? You must first knock. If they have to enter the room that is closed, their parents or something, or even in the house, they have to open the door properly, make salam properly. They don't make salam, they don't enter properly. We send them out, go and do it properly. But today we don't do that training with our children also. And Allah mentioned in the Quran Kareem specifically, in your house also, your main bedroom where father and mother at three times in the day, they must take permission. When the door is closed, even Qailula time, they can't just dash in. Other times the door is little open, they can still come in. So we, with our bare adabi, and the Allah Akbar, Mary Namaz, and think and just ponder on this reality. کہ نماز میں میری بے ادبی اور گندگی کے باوجود میری حاضری کو قبول فرما لیا. That despite my disrespect and despite all the filth that is in me, Allah Ta'ala still accepted my presence. That Allah didn't say, hey, Allah could have put malaika, they are malaika by the masajid, that they are writing the register who came. But we'll see this reality at the Hawza Kawthar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There then the malaika will be pushing us away, Allah save us. So we have to just think. And like in our world, our wives, etc., they are so worried of the cleanliness of their house. If you are working in a garden, etc., and the mud is all on your shoes, etc., you want to come in the house, say, hey, don't come into my house like this. Take out your shoes, wash yourself first, then you come into the house. So whether they don't, your own wife won't allow you in your own house like that with dirt, then in the house of Allah, today how we come dressed in the house of Allah. Allah would have put barriers, but Allah is accepting us. And our disrespect, we walk in the house of Allah, while Azan is on, we're still talking. We walk in the house, we don't know left foot, right foot, we didn't even read the dua. Still Allah Ta'ala allows us. So what a great son I am, and a person doesn't. And even if you're doing all this etiquette, even if you are doing everything correctly, still you realize, me, I'm the worst. When I start my namaz, what is my namaz? I'm not even a speck in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And you realize that Allah allowed me uska shukar kare. That makes shukar, Ya Allah. You covered my faults. You didn't. And when this azmat of Allah, this greatness of Allah comes into the mind, then all the time a person, Allahu Akbar, it's present in his mind. Agar khuda na khasta uska, khuda na khasta, halat uske barakas ho. کہ اب اپنے کو کامل اور باروح نماز پڑھنے والا خیال کرے. اللہ اکبر. We'll come to that point just now. But see, when the azmat of Allah Ta'ala comes in the heart, like our mashayikh, then all the time, 24/7, they realize Allah's greatness is upon them. And they're thinking, people can praise them what? To them they realize, Ya Allah Ta'ala ka fazal hai. So only Hazrat Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, then he was having his majlis. So the two or three villagers, they came to know, Shahab mein bara Mauli Sahab hai. There's a big Mauli Sahab there in the city. And they were living in the village. So they said, let's go to Mauli Sahab. Let's go and sit in his majlis. We'll get to Aqa'an Kamayenge. We'll get some goodness there. We can get Taweez and all that. That was their thought. So they came, they made all the effort from the village that time. In those days, transport all difficult. When they came to the majlis, at that point, Hazrat was mentioning this in his masjid, Khuda ka qasam mein kuch nahi, kisi par barosa mat rakho, sirf Allah par barosa. And he took qasam on Allah, mein kuch nahi. And yet he was the great, one of the great mashayikh of this time. Not only the mashayikh, his knowledge, what great knowledge, etc. So these the villagers, they didn't understand. So they just heard that statement. They said, what are we going to get here? Maulvi Sahib say, he's taking custom, I'm nothing. So let's go away. So they won't understand. But now a question arises that Hazrat was such a great sheikh, was such a great the man of knowledge and taqwa. But so he did him tell a lie that I'm taking custom, that I'm nothing. Like Allah made you a hafiz, you say I'm not a hafiz. That's a lie. Allah made you a alim, you say I'm not a alim. But then Mashaykh explained that the azmat of Allah Ta'ala was all the time above in their minds and in their hearts, that all the time they thought in front of Allah, what am I? So keeping Allah in mind, like Allah made you a hafiz, say Alhamdulillah, but make dua Allah, make me a hafiz a Rabbani, that I become a hafiz that is connected to Allah. I become an alim a Rabbani that is connected to Allah Ta'ala. So that is just one example. There are many, many examples, and just realization when this comes, then it is a sign, Allahu Akbar. Otherwise our Dada Shaykh used to say, Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar, hum fazal ki asrar laga hai. That our work can only be done with Allah's fazal. Where am I fit to come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But if I think now, Hazrat says, uske barak, opposite, now I think, hey, I spend my 40 days in the khanka. Every day I used to try and make my mashk, I used to try and do my exercise, and I think I got my namaz under control. But the sign of success, the more you progressing, the more you realize you backwards. The more you realize you useless. That is a sign of success. The more a person progresses towards Allah Ta'ala, the more he realizes, I am weak, I am useless, I am absent. Man tawaza lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. The more you realize that I'm absent. Otherwise we will fool ourselves and think, as Hazrat explains here in front, that we'll think, no, now I'm moving high. Otherwise, Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh used to teach us always and say, all this we learn from our Hazrat. What we know nothing, till now we know nothing. So, Hazrat used to say, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ko ikto kabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, if you have chosen us, you showed your mercy, you allowed me to come in the masjid, it's only your kindness. We don't deserve to be even looked at, to be even spotted. Nobody will want to spot at us. No matter what your titles, you can become who. When thus here, and we see the mashayikh, that as great as they are, but they realize in front of Allah, we absolutely nothing. And not only in front of Allah, they regard themselves in front of everybody. People will praise them. But he says, Allah, sattariyat ka maamla farmaya, harfariyat ka, oh Allah, cover my faults, oh Allah, forgive me. So this is, otherwise, on the opposite, Hazrat says, agar, so that is a sign that you have passed, that as you go higher, and you get Allah's marifat comes more, Allah's greatness comes in your heart, the more you realize, I'm useless, my namaz is just useless, it's just spoiled. Then that astaghfirullah after namaz will come out from the bottom of our heart. Otherwise it will be just words, astaghfirullah. So we have to realize this. Otherwise Hazrat says, shaitan will fool us. That uska baraks, apne ko kamil aur bar wo namaz parne wala khiyal kare. Chahe ye khiyal shukar hi ke rang mein aaye. Alhamdulillah, mujhe achhi aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi. To khoob samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah nakaam hai. And understand, if a person, even in a form of shukr, you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq, I went to khanka, I'm trying to read my namaz properly now, I'm getting my namaz under control. Even in the form of shukr, shaitan will fool you that you think you're making shukr, but that is pride. And you're telling somebody not to that you're making shukr, you know, shukr, I went to khanka. You can't say, I went to the khanka, you didn't come. So you're making shukr. That is not shukr. That is a sign of pride, and that is a clear sign that you fail hopelessly. Because very soon you'll think, I'm a big sheikh, and you'll start coming to your own sheikh. And especially now when you get khilafat, now you'll think, hey, so many, and today with all the social medias, Allah save us, and mashayikh on social medias, and you think so many people are following me. So hey, now I'm successful, and now, and where you'll go. And today we see, Allah save us, the moment you disconnect from your mashayikh, and you start thinking, even for a moment, and shaitan will keep on bringing the thoughts. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala that you don't know how silently and how secretly this riya comes in your heart. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr is now saying, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we'll all be destroyed. When it comes so secretly, so silently, like a black ant walking on a black rock, you can't see that ant, you can't see, you can't hear its footsteps. He said, we all, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, read this dua, Allah will save you from all type of shirk. The open, the hidden, the big, the small, and very simple, but we should read this dua, especially for ulama. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. In the fourth kalima it comes shayan. This is simple. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. That, oh Allah, I beg your forgiveness that any shirk I committed, the slightest, via whatever, Allah Ta'ala will purify our hearts. And then you'll realize all the time, where me? I'm just a useless. And still Allah allows me. And even if you're doing the scores in the Khanka for years, you won't think, hey, I did. I got this under control. You realize, every time the thought comes, you realize, hey, how many years and where am I? I still didn't come to the ABC of the Marifat of Allah. Then a person, inshallah, you'll be progressing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says that a person who thinks and making shukr, no, alhamdulillah, now I know, I read the kitab, I listened, nakam, he is unsuccessful. And in fact, jahle murakkab mein mubtala ho. Woh is dawlat ka ahal nahi. That person is involved in the compound ignorance, not just ignorance. A person who know, who doesn't know, and he knows he doesn't know. He's an ignorant person, but you can tell him that, you know, I don't know. So he'll ask you, he'll listen. But the person who doesn't know and he thinks, I know, that person, what you say, what the muftis, what I have to go to the muftis. I'm a mufti's father, and I know this masala. And that's why they want to give the opinion when it comes to the moon issue, to talaq issues, because they've involved, they are the ignorant, and they think they know too much. And such a person is not worthy, is not worthy of this great wealth that Allah grants you, his marifat. Allah grants you his love. So the sign that, and that is why then, mashayikh, they go every year, they used to go to this mashayikh, the khankas, and not just to go and this thing, such and make zikr, but to say, I am far from the connection with Allah. I don't have connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, but anyway, even if you got this thought, and now you realize, hey, this is all wrong, then it's not the end. Don't think now you are failure, you can't come right. Again, try again. Pehle zikr wa shigal se kalb ko saaf karne mein mashghool ho. Now again realize that all this dirt came in my heart, that I am thinking I'm somebody. And today we see, even in the department of deen, that's why when the all types of arguments come, that no, I'm old in this, I'm doing this work so long. When you think you're somebody, then it's all. So now again, carry on, realize, now I have to go and cleanse my heart again. I have to go, I have to sit at the feet of my Shaykh and learn to make my zikr and continue with this. Fir haqiqati namaz ke hasil karne ki mashq kare. Then again make your mashq, get the reality of namaz. That when I start also, for that moment am I thinking, I'm in the presence of Allah. Yes. I'm in the court of Allah Ta'ala. I am the biggest criminal and now I'm standing in the court. You go for one, they charge you for the seat belt and you stand in the, there the court, you're shivering. You're in the court, wamma man khafa maqama rabbi. You think of the greatness of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala's shabba comes in our heart. Then Allah Ta'ala says, inshallah, you do this course, and Allah's system, Allah mentioned, Quran-e-Pak mein Allah Ta'ala, Quran-e-Pak mein, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَزَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. That successful is that person. Allah says, definitely you success. Even if you realize all the time, I'm failing. Again, I die, I'm still, and you realize, all the time we are failing. We think we know we are old, we even got khilafat, we all the time with our Shaykh, but we realize, hey, I'm only full of faults, I'm only making mistakes all the time. So all the time successful is that person who works on his tazkiyah all the time, purifying our heart. And that is, one is purification, that is under the guidance, learn the marifat of Allah. The more you recognize the greatness of Allah, the more you realize how useless I am, how faulty I am. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Do the cause of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And we realize I'm making zikr, but I'm not making zikr. The way my zikr is so weak, it's so... So do that cause regularly, then فَصَلَّى. Then perform that salah, then you'll see Allahu Akbar, what salah is. Otherwise we'll be making salah and we think, we're fooling ourselves. No, now I got my salah under control. But Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness is not even in our heart. We think we are somebody. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that this is the cause we have to go through. Tal hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Till Malakul Maut comes to us. Keep on being busy with our tazkiyah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. If it is not Allah's fazl and Allah's mercy, Allah won't purify anybody's heart, any. And that Allah, our Dada Shaykh is to teach us, which we learn from our Shaykh, that read this ayat regularly, those who know it, and try, and if you don't know the ayat, think of the meaning. If it is not Allah's fazl, special mercy. So Hazrat says, read this ayat and then say, Ya Allah, in the wasta, through the means of this ayat, the fazl that you're talking of, the special favor, please count me amongst them. And through the special favor and fadlullahi wa rahmati, and through your mercy, O Allah, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada walakin Allah yuzaki may yasha. But Allah will purify who He desires. So Allah, add me in this may yasha. That put me in those that you desire. I'm not worthy. And that is Allah's kindness. That Allah will change filth into dirt, from dirt into the greatest thing in a split moment. Sahaba radiallahu, 1 minute ready. They came with the open heart in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what ranks they reached. So we shouldn't lose hope and think, hey, now I'm successful. And the other thing is, don't think now, I didn't do my course properly. Now only when I do my course, then I'll perform. No, namaz is faraz. Your faraz you have to make. Even if it is not properly, but your faraz you have to make, that will be off your head. But obviously, we won't get the real benefit, the reward, etc. So we have to, what is faraz, even if your hajj is faraz, you didn't do a course of marifat before going to hajj, but then hajj is faraz, don't say, no, I'll delay my hajj. You can't delay your faraz. Your faraz you have to do on time. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that these 5 points first, a cause in zikrullah, then under the guidance of a shaykh, then our niyat, then what is khushu and khudu, concentration, devotion, just to know the basics and to be conscious. Your heart must be present. I'm doing a faraz, I'm doing a wajib, I'm doing a sunnat muqaddah or a sunnat, etc. Then 40 days, do a proper mashq at least. And then when you do it properly, now it will be all the time. You won't want to stop doing it. You'll want to do it all the time. And the final, what is the sign of your success? You pass or fail, Allah's greatness comes in the heart. When Allah's greatness comes in the heart, then a person understands that I'm just full of fault. Then every moment, after every good deed, astaghfirullah will definitely come out. Automatically it will come out from your bottom of your heart. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Oh, I spoiled this ibadat. I messed it up. You allowed me to come in the masjid. No respect, no adab, nothing. And I just came in there and you still allowed me. You didn't kick me out. So this reality, Allah Ta'ala brings it in my heart, our heart. Otherwise, as Hazrat explained, that you get the opposite feeling in your heart. Shaitan makes you feel, hey, now you are buzur and you. And then, Allahu Akbar, we don't even know. We got no adab in our life. And Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah used to say, ba adab, ba nasi. Person who's got just adab comes, just little, you start thinking, I think I'm making khidmat over my shaykh, but I'm causing harm to him, I'm doing nikmat. Then just that reality starts coming, how much tawbah you'll make. And then a person who starts realizing that, and me, ourselves, will think, and great mashaykh all the time, we got adab in the court of Allah. We don't know how to enter the court of Allah properly. You meet a very honorable person and he gave you invitation. After you come out from there, you say, hey, I didn't sit properly. I didn't talk properly. What did I do? I made a mess. Now, if you are a respectable person, you'll think that. But if you think that, if you don't have any training or anything, you say, of what? So like that, in the court of Allah, how disrespectful we are. Even if we're wearing proper clothes, etc., we don't know whether we're wearing it properly. Did we make niyat of sunnat when we wore it, etc.? So Allah give us proper understanding, tawfiq, and give us tawfiq to keep on doing this till our mort, and Allah count us amongst His pious ones, out of His fadl and karam.